This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The standoff between the government and the opposition in Parliament was resolved as both sides agreed to hold a discussion on the national song Vande Mataram as well as electoral reforms. After 2 days of chaos and disruptions, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a business advisory committee meeting with floor leaders where it was decided that a 10-hour-long discussion on electoral reforms would be held in the lower house of Parliament on the 9th and 10th of December. During the meeting, it was also decided that the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram will take place from 12 noon on December 8th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to initiate the special discussion on the 150th anniversary of India's national song. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "For parliamentary democracy, the election process is extremely important. So finally, everybody has agreed for the discussion."
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak. Parliament House
achhi tarah se chale. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Teerth. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey toward building a developed and superior India with service and good governance as key priorities. The Home Minister added that over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government has been synonymous with service rather than power, where the Prime Minister considers himself a Pradhan Seva and working 24/7 for the people. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram this afternoon to participate in the Navy's operational demo as the chief guest. Shangumugam Beach near Thiruvananthapuram is all set to welcome President Draupadi Murmu for an operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. The President will arrive at Thiruvananthapuram International Airport in the afternoon and proceed to the beach to attend the event as the chief guest. The operational demo will highlight the Navy's strength and combat readiness, featuring 19 major warships and 32 aircraft, including fighter jets and surveillance aircraft. After the event, the President will proceed to Lok Bhavan and is scheduled to return to Delhi on Thursday morning. The Union Home Ministry has appointed senior advocate Madhav Khurana as a special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the case related to the November 10 car blast case near the Red Fort that claimed 15 lives, a government order said. According to the order, Mr. Khurana has been appointed special public prosecutor for 3 years on behalf of the National Investigation Agency to conduct trial and other legal matters before the NIA Special Court and the Delhi High Court. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has signed an agreement with Reliance Jio to deploy telecom-based safety alert systems across national highways. Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that the initiative aims to strengthen road safety by providing timely information to national highway users, enabling them to adjust speed and driving behavior well in advance. Under this, travelers will receive advance warnings on their mobile phones through SMS, WhatsApp and high-priority calls. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at the Shahid B. Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. India currently lead the series by 1-0 after defeating the Proteas by 17 runs in the first ODI. Led by Virat Kohli's masterful century, his 52nd ODI ton, India posted 349 for 8 after being invited to bat first. In men's hockey, India thrashed Switzerland 5-0 to qualify for quarterfinals of the FIH Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 at Madurai International Hockey Stadium in Tamil Nadu. And that is the end of this news bulletins.